sounds like you bought a Lido mount. That's what I have. I have their suction cup windshield mount. And I've used their products for the last 3 years. They've been great. Never had an issue. But yeah, it sounds like when I drove it to Tacoma, I didn't have anywhere to put it on the dash or on the windshield. So it was, you had to get a little creative. But there's a couple guys in our area, too, that are running smaller SUVs with the auto stop start. They have the 500, and they were having, you know, similar voltage dips that you were, and one of them ended up getting the regulator. The other one's kind of just living with it. So, yeah, well, congrats, man. It's a sweet radio. You're going to enjoy it. And what are you running for an antenna, by the way? What's on the bag mount?
Just a dual band. I think it's a Comet, kind of a cellular coil in the middle, and I've got a that. It's probably, I don't know, it's probably a quarter wave for VHF and maybe a half wave for UHF. And then I bought a tiny little antenna for my car. Somewhere I've got, I moved a bunch of gear and I've not had time to clean it up. Somewhere I've got a very high gain diamond antenna, NMO, but I got a couple antennas that I can play with. I got a real tiny one that I can get my car into the carport and real easy at home. But right now, I'm just sitting on a mag mount, sitting on top of my metal, you know, kind of surround of my my deck here with a very basic, no coil or anything, just very basic straight dual band antenna on the mag mount.